table. Let's not forget why we came here.
Yeah, Tully. Why did you come here? How can your old Zadie help you?
Zadie, I thought that to make Leo or Label feel more at home, maybe you can tell him a story about something that happened in Russia. Do you think you can?
Ah, your timing is perfect, Tully. As a matter of fact, my great-aunt Fifi, who lives in Yerushalayim, just called me with the good news that she turned 102. And she reminded me of a terrific story about the Jews of Russia.
Rabbi Zadie, is your aunt Fifi really 102 years old?
No, Label. I wasn't talking about her age. She turned 102 turns on the jump rope she was playing with her great-granddaughter Shulki. Great-aunt Fifi is only 99.
Oh, Rabbi Zadie, you mean she's a real youngster.
Well, Zadie, what was the story Aunt Fifi told you? I can hardly wait.
All right, Tully and Label, let me tell you the story of the daring disguise. Don't worry, Tully. All will turn out for the best with Hashem's help. But now let me begin the story. In the year 1798, the Jews of all of Russia, from the Black Sea in the south to the Siberian wasteland in the north, were under the rule of Tsar Nikolai, or, as some call him, Tsar Nikolai the First, who lived in the capital city of St. Petersburg.
Oh, Zadie, was he friendly to the Jews?
Oh, yeah. He was as friendly as a crocodile with a toothache.
Not too friendly, huh, Zadie?
Not quite, Tully. Now the Jews knew that Tsar Nikolai was always trying to think of ways to oppress them.
Maybe that's how he got his name, Rabbi Zadie.
His name? How is that, Label?
Well, maybe they called him the Tsar because he was always giving the Jews so much Tsar.
I understand. I'm not sure if that is a reason, Label, but it certainly makes sense. Anyway, time and time again, Tsar Nikolai called together his ministers to write terrible decrees against the Jews. But something always went wrong.
Volkov, come here at once.
Why is it taking so long for the ministers to write the decrees against the Jews? The minister of interior, Brestovich, was supposed to have delivered the completed manuscript to me days ago. Laws against circumcision. Laws against observing the Sabbath. Laws against kosher food. Laws against opening shuls.
But Minister Brestovich is not well, Your Majesty.
Not well? What is wrong with him?
He's suffering from thrombosis of the chlamosis, Your Majesty.
Thrombosis of the chlamosis? What is that?
A stomachache, Your Majesty.
A stomachache? I have to wait for a stomachache?
Let's hope His Majesty doesn't have to wait very long for it.
Ох, не бросьте вор, но дево хнёхом арджутика рон дёх пургетин дёх пургетин дёх пургетин дёх пургетин дёх пургетин.
Of course, Your Majesty.